just to apologise for the very poor quality audio for the first few minutes of this year.
Okay, what is it with Kuf Peches? Sivav, towards the bottom of the page. And that, well, with regards to the various additions that we say on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh, and the halacha is as follows. Tov v'lo hizkir shel Shabbos. Now, a person forgot and they didn't sing a tzei on Shabbos. We are, I must say, I'm going to allow myself to do a little bit different than what the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch only tells us the very, very end what we're talking about. I'm going to allow myself to say now what he's talking about. He's talking about a very, very specific place. He's talking about, if you remember, after Boinei Barachim of Yerushalayim, Amen. If you remember at that point, oh no, I've forgotten to say it. Same. Ever happened to anybody? No, it never happened. Of course not. No. Just a theoretic shaila. Shabbos. You've made a mistake and you didn't mention Shabbos at all. So what are you meant to do? If you are that place, Boinei Barachim of Yerushalayim, Amen. If you are mamish there, then you are meant to do the following. Oime, you are meant to say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. You're meant to say the following bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Geben should be the Ribono Shel Olam, Melech HaOlam, the Master of the World. Shenosan Shabbosos Limnucha, that has given Shabbosos Limnucha for rest, La'amoy, to his nation, Israel, Be'ava, with love, La'ois V'Lebris, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. That, very unique, very special bracha, is specially to be said if you remember it at that very place. I think it's very interesting that Chazal, if you think about it, Chazal are very kind here, that they are allowing a person to forget. So it is a second chance. So it's a special bracha which has been designed for people who forget the bracha, who forget. If you forget Ritzei in its right place, after Uvenei, you make that bracha and you've done your job.
There's no bracha in the initial.
It's interesting, you're right. Yeah, very good question. Yeah, it's a very, very good question. So really, so be honest, ask, why is it that in the Ritzei itself, it's not a genuine brocha? It's not a genuine brocha. But over here, if you forget, and you skip, and you go until after Uvenei, it's actually made into a real brocha. Yeah, it's a very good question. Why they did that, I do not know. It's a really good question. Very, very good question. I don't know. Any suggestions?
Maybe the Hazkarat Shabbos needs to be Nehne Bracha, and it is normally, but once you've said
that, yeah, that sounds like a good pshat. Yeah, that sounds like a very good pshat. Yeah. What happens if you're not sure? You said over there, or shall I be a question? Well, did I say it, say, or did I not say it, say? Tells you all about the kind of benching he's doing, yeah? But he just doesn't... Did I say it, say? Did I not say it, say? You don't say?
You say it could be a
bracha levatol. It's a sophic bracha. It's like, okay. Yeah. Does anybody agree to Gabi?
Is it the rabbanon or the rice?
Well, let's say...
comes into the rice a bit, doesn't it?
Well, it's... Yes, but it's the actual... It is actually the rabbanon. It is. So... Correct. Well, we're actually going to see more about that. You know what? Let me leave that open. Yeah, we're going to see. Leave that open. That's right. We're going to see that. We're going to leave that open. You will not say it again. You will not say it again. So if you're in Sofek, in doubt, you skip. The Mishnah over here in Sif Kotten Tezan, which is two lines from the bottom, says Lo Hizkir Shel Shabbos. Ve'afilu im Sofek loy im Hizkiro loy. Even if he's in a Sofek, he's in a doubt as to whether he mentioned it or not. Talinog, we are toilet. Temistama bevada lo yizkir. We assume that he didn't say it. So whilst it's true that Genesis is sofik darbonon, sofik brochas, etc., but even there's another rule that kicks in. Over here, there's a rule that kicks in that normally when he benches, he's going to bench the regular nusach. A person that just benches and he forget, he's probably not going to say Ritzei. Because he's just going to bench the way normally benches. If you're drifting off, you're not going to say Ritzei. True or not true? So if that's true, that a drifter off, a dreamer, is not going to say Ratzei, so you can assume that he didn't say, and therefore, even if you're in doubt, you're going to say this bracha. You can say this bracha.
This is if you remember straight after.
After Uvne. Yeah, indeed. Oh. Correct. We'll see what happens if he remembers later.
Because
they have to, then they're not going to ever bench without the tzei. That's going to be their only nesach that they ever use. So would you then flip over and say, Lehefa, if you bench during the week, then if you're not sure what you said, you have to assume that you did say it and say, and if you bench Shabbos, you'd be actually saying...
It's a very nice shaila.
Okay, did you hear the shaila, Rabbi Yisrael? Now, what happens if somebody actually never benched on weekdays? Can happen. He just gets away with alamichios You've just vegetables, very healthy indeed. He's just got a. It's not healthy. It's not healthy. A person's going to have some bread. Yeah, right. It's healthy to have bread. Yeah. Alechem yichya odom, the pasuk says. Yeah, but whatever, whether it's healthy or not, that's what this individual is doing. He's only eating on Shabbos. So in his dream, he's going to bench with a tzei. So what are you going to do then? What are you tying a rubber fangled? So you say that the mokum is gonna, yeah, it's also, yeah. Yeah. So I think I'm not sure because there's really two svaros, but my shikla das would be that a person like that, if it's genuinely a person who will in his dream, if you wake him up and he say you bench, and he's gonna say Ratzei. I believe that he will not by Sofik he's not going to say the bracha. Yeah.
And if he benches during the week because he has to go to
Once there's a Sofik, then it's going to be a Sofik, and we're going to.
Because it's exactly the same shayla as Shmona Esra.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same thing as though you say Talamata or just the same.
It's a good shayla. It's a good shayla. Yeah. I really love the Shaila. Yeah, but I have a feeling that it's very, that it's tuck individual. That if a person really would not naturally say that. Yeah. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman asked a different Shaila. Reb Shlomo Zalman asked, what happens if you're benching? You had this, you had this Geshmak HaShabbos Suda, and you went through the first course, second course, third course, fourth course, fifth, you went through the whole thing. And now you're benching, and you're a bit tired, and you're drifting off during benching, you're like sort of like half awake, half asleep, and then you're overnay with closed eye, overnay, and then after overnay, did I have seretse or did I not? And you're not sure, you're like looking around, you're looking at the bencher, and then your six-year-old daughter says, yeah, you did seretse. That you said it say, or your five-year-old son. You did say. You're looking, did I say it say? And then he said, yeah, you did. Now, we know that a child is posel le'edus. So, Shlomo Zalman was asked, pardon? Oh! Said Shlomo Zalman, exactly what you're saying. You don't need edus for that. It doesn't matter. So you can believe. Shlomo Zalman says, Mama, is what you're saying, that it doesn't matter. It doesn't go with edus. You don't need a witness. It's a gilui das. It's just identifying that it's just, you've got that additional, you've got that evidence kind of, it's not evidence, won't be the, it's a gilui das. It's like a bit of a, won't be the right word. It's not a piece of evidence, but it's not evidence, but it's, yeah, that piece of information that's giving you that info. So, that will help you establish the facts. And therefore, if your little daughter, even if she's posseledus, Yeah, but here it's not. Here we're just saying that you're not sure. As far as this topic is concerned, that will be sufficient. That will help you. As far as this topic, yeah. Okay. What happens if a person doesn't know that nusach by heart? Yeah. So, and if you haven't got a siddur available, that or a bench available, they are often in the benches. No.
Never seen it
in the benches. I think that a lot of benches do have it. I think that some benches have got it. They don't? They don't have it? If I just open up a random siddur, it won't be in there? It will be in the siddur, but not in a bencher. Let's check. In this famous art scroll siddur. Well, here it says, Im Shochach. Oh, wow. Oh, wow, that's... Well, I should have given those out then. Because over here it says, Baruch Atah, it says, if you forgot, it says, Baruch Atah Hashem, here it is. Yeah, it is. So I've got evidence that at least some siddurim do bring it. It's not. So I think it should return. Is it within the 30 days? Now, if a person doesn't know, says the Mishnah Berurah in the bottom line in Sifkot Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, if a person does not know the wording of this particular bracha, he does this to go to the beginning.
Not only is it got that, it's called the other one. When you're missing Yavo, you've got the
Nusrach of that. Oh, good. I thought they'd have to recollect 200 of them. I thought they'd have to take back 200 and give them something else. If you don't know the bracha, you have to go to the beginning. So this particular bracha is ma'akev. If you are up to uvenei, and you don't know what to say, you say that bracha, and if you don't have the bracha available, taflak, you have to go to bochat, you have to go to the very beginning of benching. If you do a little bit of the beginning of the bracha and a little bit of the end, you don't really know the middle bit so clearly, you just like a few words here, a few words there, then oimra, do say it, and don't have to go to the beginning of benching again. So, you can, if you just know the kind of bochat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, shenosan shabbos lemnucha, and then you know like bochat Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos, that will be sufficient-ish. But if you have no clue what the bracha is, sorry, go back to the beginning. Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that. Good. You're doing just the right things. Continue Shulchan Aruch in top of page 184. Vim Tov Aloy Hiskir Shal Yom Tov. What happens on Yom Tov? And again, you are in that particular place. I just want to emphasize and stress and point out. We are in that particular place after Uvenei. Oime, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Nosan Yomim Tovim LeYisrael Esosrein LeSimcha Es Yom Chag Ploini Zeh. Whatever the Yom Tov is, Atzeres, Sukkot, whatever it is, you mention it there. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael VeHazmanim. So same halacha will apply if you forgot to say Yalev Yovoi on Yom Tov, then and you're after Uvenei, you're going to say this bruch over here. V'imchal Yom Tov Shabbos. What happens if Yom Tov falls on Shabbos? Then, Oima Shenosan, Shabbos Lenucho, Amo Yisrael, Beavo, Lois, Velebris, Vyomim Toivim, Le Soson, Le Simcho, Hezioim Chak, Aploini, whatever it may be, Hazem. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos, Yisrael, Beazmanim. So, that is the particular brocha, especially designed and established brocha for Shabbos falling on Yom Tov. V'chol brochas alolu, and all those brochas, B'Shem V'Malchus, you do same with the name of Hashem. And that this bracha is sufficient, and you can get away with this bracha, as opposed to going back to the very beginning. That is sufficient. We're saying this bracha. Tafka, this is specifically. That's only if you are before Atovim Meitiv, as I explained earlier, this is only in that very rare place after Uvenei. But once you started saying, Baruch Ato Hashem, how does it carry on? Once you have started that, no. Too late. You have missed the boat. You have to now go to the very beginning. It's too late. Yeah.
We don't say on Yom Tov.
If Shabbos falls on.
It gave two cases. One if Shabbos and then.
Yeah, if it's Yom Tov, there's a special bracha. If there's Shabbos, it's a special bracha. If Shabbos falls on Yom Tov, there's a third special bracha. Did I say something else earlier? No? Does that make sense? Yeah? Okay, good. But if you only remember after Hatoiv HaMeitiv, once you've started Hatoiv HaMeitiv, you'll need to go to the very beginning of Birkas HaMazon. Now, there is a very interesting Tzorich Iyun of the Mishneh Berurah. Can I just take the bench for a second? So, I was not very yekish earlier, because we need to identify exactly where do you remember. Okay, so a person said Rachem No, and he forgot Ritzei. Or he forgot Yalev Yav. Yalev Yav, I was about to say, yeah? So, he forgot. Well, a person who says, I wouldn't normally forget. That's probably true. Yeah, so, and then afterwards now he's up to, now he said Uvenei, and then he's going. Now, where exactly did he remember, and is he going to say the bracha? Okay. Ha pshita. That is poshut. That if he remembers after saying amen, now he can for sure say that bracha that we just learned about. True? Yeah, the bracha, that's for sure. What happens though if he actually said Baruch Ato Hashem, and he said Elokeinu Melech Ha'olamim? It's too late. Does anybody agree to that? It's too late.
The point is when he says Hashem's
name, it's too late. Agreed? Oh. You said Amdeni Chukecha? You said you could say Amdeni Chukecha. And what do you say?
Just carry on
with that very bracha. So Gideon is mechaven to the Chai Odom. The Chai Odom says that, hold on a sec, maybe you can say, if you remember, Bochat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, and now look at the Loshna Bracha. Look at the wording of the Bracha that we're learning about. For instance, Yom Tov one is Bochat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Nosan Yomim Tovim. Or the Shabbos one is Shenosan Bochat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shenosan Shabbos Limnuch Ol Amo Yisrael. So, you could say, Reb Gideon, and the Chai Odom, in good company, they say, but if you remember Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, you can now carry on. You remember now, what about Ritzei? Oh, what about Yom Tov? You can now continue with that bracha, and that is the fixing up bracha. And it's not too late. Svara or not Svara? Do you agree or not? Says Mr. Berlin that I want to start a poshet. We know there's a rule that when you make a bracha, you need to have intention the bracha that you make whilst you're saying it. Well, that's absolutely amazing because that is exactly what the Bialoch is worried about. So the Chai Odom says, there's a famous Chai Odom, widely quoted in Achronim, and Mishneh Berurah quotes him as well, that he could takis do that. He was a bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Oh, I forgot. You can now carry on with the bracha that we just discussed. But the Bialoch says, it's not so poshut. It's not so poshut at all. Because genuinely, when you make a bracha, you need to have in mind the bracha that you're saying. But here, in the beginning of the year, you're failing to have the right bracha in mind. So he leaves it, the bialocha leaves it with a tzorichin. He leaves it tzorichin. So it's one of those places that he leaves us the Mishneh Berurah. He's quoting something in the Mishneh Berurah, and in the Bialoche, he's like a little bit unsure about it. He leaves it with Tzorchi and Godel. Valkein Dina, I'm quoting the Bialoch over here, Alkein, therefore, Dina the Chaya Odom, this rule, this law, this Goyne Shechap of the Chaya Odom, Tzorchi and Godel, needs further investigation, and he leaves it with Shtikl with the Tzorchi. Yeah, so we're not quite sure, Loch Lemaise, We don't know what to do. Reb Shlomo Zalman is quoted that the Mishtabu Lemais means to pass like the Chodom. There's a rule that a lot of people say. It's like what people generally say, that when the Mishtabu leaves with Tzorch Iyan in a Bialocha, he didn't mean to leave with Tzorch Iyan. It's just Loshon Hanova. He doesn't want to go against the. He's not going to shake a boat. He's not going to like go against the Chayodom. He just Me'oira something, ask a question, but he's not going to pass it against the Chayodom, especially if it's brought down in the Mishneh Berurah. So I suppose Aloch Lamaisa we can be soymich what the Mishneh Berurah paskens and ignoring the Bialochas Kasha. And I suppose Aloch Lamaisa, if that does happen, you could just carry on with a Brocha and get away with it, as opposed to starting from the beginning of benching. Make sense? Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. So therefore, no. I don't think we don't really make that distinction. We don't. Mishneh Berurah and Tzivkot Nutes mentions over here something very derech agav dig, and it's to me a little bit of a mystery why the Mishneh Berurah doesn't mention it in Hilchas Yom Kippur. But I'm going to mention it over here because the Mishneh Berurah mentioned over here in the middle of Tzivkot Nutes, the Mishneh Berurah mentions that there's an obligation for there's an obligation for a chole to say Yalev Yovoy. If a chole needs to eat on Yom Kippur, he should say Yalev Yovoy. Yom Kippur, Yalev Yovoy. Yeah? Yom Kippur Mazeh. I think that generally, going back to the benches, does it say that in the benches? Yalev Yovoy, there's Yom Kippur there? It doesn't usually have, right? It doesn't usually.
But if you have to eat,
then you
should only eat a bit every
time. Yeah, so if... Good, well, I'm talking about somebody who has to eat more than that. So right, that often the person who has to eat good and proper is often unable to bench, yeah? But I'm saying, if there is, you've got that kind of scenario, a person who has to eat for medical reasons, and is a chole, and he has to eat, and he has to do what, and he's benching, so you should see all of you. Chayponi has there. Ah, so it's covered.
Generic,
good. Few again. Yeah. Now, also, similarly with regards to children, although there's a little bit of a discussion about it, the general consensus of the postgame is that children who do eat on Yom Kippur should say Yalev Yovoy, and they should say, that's definitely the minhag, that they should also say Yalev Yovoy, and they should mention Yom Kippur in benching. And therefore, the same halachah, what happens if they forget, whether it's a chole or whether it's a child, what if they forget Yalev Yovoy? The same halachah will apply here, that if they remember it after Uvenei, they're going to say this. And if not, if they forget completely, they have to go back to the beginning of benching.
Is that like any tarnish? If somebody, tarnish...
Well, a general tarnish is not mentioned in that we don't have special additions. We don't have special additions for regular benchings. We don't have additions in benching for Tanisim. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Continues Seif. We'll start with Seif Zayin. Im Ta'a. It's the final word of page 184. Im Ta'a. V'lo yizkeba shel Rosh Chodesh. What happens if somebody forgot to say Rosh Chodesh? Forgot to say Yalev Yovoy. What's halacha? Ever happened to anybody? What happens? You do not go back. Everybody agrees? Makes a difference? Ma'ariv, Shachris, morning, evening? Doesn't make a difference. And with regards to benching? Says Shulchan Aruch, Im tavol hiskei b'shal Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot to say Yalev Yovoy Rosh Chodesh, bein b'yoyim ben b'layla, whether it's b'day or b'night, Oyma, he says, Baruch Shanos Nroshe Chodoshim La'amu Yisrael Lezikaron. You're going to make that special brocha in that place that we mentioned earlier. Ve'enoi Choysim Ba, there's no chesima. Ve'u, and this is only, Shenizka Kodim Shizcha La'atuv Meitiv, that's if he that's if you remembered in that place of just before we said Atuva Meitiv, Havlim Noi Niska Achizchel Atuva Meitiv Enu Choiz. But if you only remembered later on, Enu Choiz, you don't go back. Mipnei Sheni Chayv Lechol Pas, because you don't need to eat bread. Kedesh Yischal Vavokis, because I'm also in order to be obligated in benching. We leave out this point because that's a key, crucial point about this benching, about this obligation to eat bread. We leave this out. But as far as now is concerned, what the halacha is that a person who forgets Yalev Yavoi does not go back for Shchodesh. So it's a little bit confusing because on the one hand, if you have to go, if you forget Yalev Yavoi on Yom Tov, if you get Yalev Yavoi on Yom Tov, you must go back. It's Makev, you have to go back. But if you get Yalev Yavoi on Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. So that's a little bit confusing. It may be confusing, right? Confusing or not? We'll be okay with it. Because the explanation will come next year, Mitzvah. It's about obligation to eat, pass. But the Shulchan Aruch says that bein b'yoyim bein b'layla, whether it's by day or by night, it doesn't make a difference. And that is why would the Shulchan Aruch think there's a distinction between day and night? Exactly, very good, spot on. Because with regards to Shmoyne Esser, there's a difference between day and night. By Ma'ariv, if you get Yalev Yavon Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back. But by Shachris, if you forget Yalev Yavon Rosh Chodesh, you do go back. So that's what Shulchan Aruch, it's beautiful, it's so geschmack. That's why Shulchan Aruch makes a point of saying, if you forgot Yalev Yavon, bein b'yoyim, bein b'layla, whether it's b'layla, b'layla, it doesn't make a difference as far as benching is concerned, doesn't make a difference when you're eating. To recap what we covered tonight, B'siyat V'Shmaya, we learned all about forgetful people who forgetting in the middle of bed, forgot as to whether forgot to say the right retzei or addition. So if you're in a very specific place after Uvenei, then there's a special brach which has been kindly established by Chazal, and the nusach is to be found in some benches. In special ventures, thank you. Or if you are stuck, you can always take your dish on page 184. We'll help you out with that as well. Right. Now, if you pass that stage, too bad, you have to go back to the beginning. That's with regards to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, with regards to Yom Kippur, the same halacha applies. And the Bialocha brought this beautiful Chai Adam. What happens if you start to say, Bocha to Hashem, Alekeinu Melech Olam? Do you then just continue with that new bracha? That fixing up bracha, or do you have to go back to the beginning of benching? That's the chodem. The ma'aser we are maker. We continue then Siv Zayin, which told us a little bit about Rosh Chodesh. If a person wears Rosh Chodesh, but yeah, but it's not ma'akev. And the reason for that will be following Mitzvah after Shabbos. And I wish you all a very, very good Shabbos, Abayisai.